Floyd. Wish you were here on a pink Friday on 103.9 Fox. My name is Sherman. Checking in with Craig Bailey here in a second. He's dialing me up from his Vermont studios. He's the host of Floydian Slip every Saturday night, 11 o'clock. 1 hour of Pink Floyd. There he is. Craig Bailey.
Good morning, Sherman. How are you?
I'm well. Happy Pink Friday.
Yeah, back at you.
Yeah, every so often I try to stump you, and I have a feeling I might be able to do this.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
All right.
This is something that I had found out as of recent. I'm like, I have to test this out on Bailey. How was the intro of Pink Floyd's song Wish You Were Here recorded?
I believe with wine glasses.
Incorrect.
I have stumped Craig Bailey again.
What was the song again?
Wish You Were Here.
Oh, I was thinking the album.
Okay, I didn't say it yet. Go ahead. I'll let you answer again.
I think it was the car radio in David Gilmour's car.
That's exactly what it was. See?
Yeah.
I didn't even stump you. Son of a... I celebrated too early. That's my problem.
Yeah. Went too you got proud. You flew too close to the sun.
But yeah, I guess David Gilmour ran a microphone cable outside to his car of Abbey Road Studios and just fiddled with the radio. So that's the beginning of the song. I'm like, that's what that is? That's the whole time?
It's so hard to believe that something that has become like ingrained on an entire generation of people was just something that happened by chance, you know?
I hear about the new album. It's coming out in October, but I can never find an actual date. Do you know the actual date?
No, I don't think they've released the official date. They've said October, and that's as specific as they've been willing to get. And maybe they don't know. Apparently, they're still working on it.
They're so. Like, you're damn lucky that you're even getting anything new. How dare you ask me specific dates?
That actually is sort of the little bit of that vibe came toward me from the management of David Gilmour when this news broke. Like we talked about before, the news came out before they really wanted it to come out.
Yeah.
And I was one of the early people, coincidentally, to help spread it. And I think that they were maybe a little set off by that. I don't know.
So they're not going to give you any information anymore?
But I don't know. I hope I didn't blow it. I mean,
you burned your only bridge of Pink Floyd.
One bridge I have.
Well,
we'll see.
Well, what do you got coming up on the show this upcoming Saturday before you get a cease and desist from the band saying that you can no longer play Pink Floyd anymore?
Let's see. Tomorrow night we've got some live stuff from Wembley, actually, from 1974. It was music that was going to show up on the Wish You Were Here album, but in fact they were playing it out live before it was officially released on album. I also have a number that Roger Waters put on only on his compilation from, I think it was 2001, so that's a fairly rare track. And our slip-up this week, when we play something not by Pink Floyd, but something somehow connected, is the connection is a gig that the Floyd did in France in the summer of 1970 that didn't turn out so well.
And that's all tomorrow night, Saturday night, and every Saturday night. Floydian Slip right here on 103.9 The Fox. Craig Bailey, I hope you did not burn your bridge and you can continue to play Pink Floyd for another 25 years.
Oh, hopefully I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man, we'll talk to you.
Shine on.